Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation would like to join other delegates in congratulating on your re-election as chairperson co-rapporteur of this important session of the Intergovernmental Working Group and welcome the opening statement of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. Mr. Chair, racism and racial discrimination are the most pervasive acts that often lead to serious violation of human rights. It is regrettable that the international community is currently witnessing intensified forms of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. To counter this abhorrent practice, the founding fathers of India built in adequate safeguards in our constitution against racism and racial discrimination, enshrining the basic value of equality. While Article 14 of the Constitution of India clearly states that the principle of equality cannot be denied, Article 15 expressly prohibits discrimination on the grounds of race. These two articles reflect the fundamental principles and values that are an integral part of the fabric that binds together a diverse country like India. Mr. Chair, India recognizes the importance of international and regional efforts in combating racism and racial discrimination. Durban Declaration and Program of Action is a notable achievement in this regard, aimed at developing international standards to strengthen and update international instruments against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance in all aspects. As we will be commemorating the 20th anniversary of the adoption of DDPA in 2021, this is an opportune time to create greater political will and momentum internationally to develop more effective measures to enhance the implementation of the Durban Program. International campaign will bear fruits only when we in our countries promulgate stringent national laws, strictly implement them, and most importantly, ensure that attitudes of people are changed. Perhaps the most definitive guarantee against racial prejudice, discrimination, xenophobia, and related tolerance is development and nurturing of multicultural, democratic, and pluralistic traditions with the inculcation of values on tolerance and respect for diversity and implementation of appropriate educational and legislative strategies. Mr. Chair, in conclusion, we express our firm commitment to the work of the Intergovernmental Working Group and looks forward to the constructive discussions in the coming days. I thank you, Mr. Chair.